Hello, Betty.
That was somebody's cell phone.
Siri is responding to you, Warren.
Let's see.
Yes, hello.
Oh, yeah, you're good. All right, so just leave it alone. Don't touch it. No. You're still breaking up a little bit there. We've had microphone failure here this morning.
Yeah.
On a somewhat grand scale.
It's like Trump. We shut his mic off, you know?
Somebody should have shut Trump's mic off a while ago.
Huh?
Yeah. You're going to have to slide your mic over and share it with Jim because...
his is not working?
His is not working right.
Oh, that one over.
Well, that was a problem earlier.
Try that one, Jim.
All right.
Try that one, Jim.
All right. So we got 7 or 8 minutes left. Just don't touch them. I know. I mean, you're probably thinking like you're some rock star now. You got two microphones in your face.
I am.
We can just hope one of them will work.
There you go.
And I can assure you, just because you're Drake and Tom Manager,
you're
not a rock star. All right. So we got through a lot of the stuff at town meeting. Are there any other articles people should be thinking about?
Well, I mean, you know, we have to start looking at our water system with Kenwood Water System. That infrastructure.
Yeah,
we really, really need it. It's due for an evaluation and examination. So
I guess I have to ask, when you look at Drake at Water, they have a huge infrastructure. They have a huge group of people who support and maintain it. What does Drake at have in the Kenwood? Do they have a comparable group of people doing that maintenance and keeping it up to date? And
no, they've got internal. They have internal people with Drake at Water that do the everyday maintenance and everything like that. We outsource it. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we have clean water for the people that
are in
Kenwood.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an examination. So this $50,000, it's going to be an examination of the assessment of our pipes and some of that infrastructure. And there will be replacement. I have been very, very vocal that there will be a time in the near future that we're going to have to make some replacements, which is going to affect. It's a rate user system.
Right.
So it's an enterprise fund. So it's going to have to be addressed.
Same.
So there'll be some. At some point, you're going to have to borrow some money that will just be assignable to that.
Correct.
Operation.
Exactly.
It won't be a townwide. You know.
Exactly. It's going to be. It's ratepayers. It's unfortunately
as it should be.
Drake at Water Supply. Ratepayers pay for their repairs. So.
Yeah, right. I'm on a well. I don't want to pay for it.
I'm with you. I'm on a well too. When I move to Drake it.
Where can I get a well?
Where can I get a well?
You're going to invest in wealth.
So that I think is real big in regards to that. I'm just trying to look through the articles. I mean,
it was interesting that you've got some zoning changes that you're looking at having to do with fast food and museums and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
is that all about economic development?
It is. I mean, it is, especially with the fast food. It's taking the appointing authority or the agency away from the Board of Selectmen and putting it, you know, with the Planning Board, which it should be there. And that's going to save about 6 months' worth of...
the delays. And
correct.
I still wish you would move the telephone poles back to the Planning Board, because when you're watching a Board of Selectmen meeting, there's nothing you hate more than when Mr. Verizon shows up and you know you're going to have to listen to double pole arguments.
I actually think that's a state statute. I don't think he can.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Could be. So... And there's some articles that relate to Beaverbrook Farm, too. I'll just say that are just things that we asked to be put on there to hopefully. Is that one going to be okay?
Is that one okay?
That's okay for now.
Okay, for now. Thank you.
Yeah.
It is. And I think it's a good article to have, and I think it's forward thinking by the committee. I completely support what they're putting forward, especially with the curator in there. Mm. It's the as I said on the floor at town meeting when the Beaverbrook committee brought this forward. We have one time to do this really, and let's make sure. And we're doing it right, and we're doing it slowly, methodically. It's
right.
Everything is being examined. My hat's off to the team that's doing that. And I don't think you get a better group of people together to do that. So second oldest house, in the town.
There's another one in there that it may impact people is the one about home-based businesses. We're putting limits on what can be done in a residential neighborhood.
Well, right. And the way it was, as we've, in supporting people, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
So you have someone who is an electrician, and they work for a big company. and that electrician still, you know, does side work, which, you know, a lot of people in the trades and
of course they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you got to respect that. And what they'll do is, so they'll go and they'll, you know, you're doing an addition on your house and you'll have that person be the electrician on the weekends for you and all that kind of stuff. So what's going to happen is you want to pay him by check because and you want to make sure everything is obviously above board and everything, and you want a receipt from his business, and so you go to a bank that electrician goes to a bank and he needs to wants to open a business account for his side work, and he or she can't do that unless their business is registered at the local municipality at town hall.
Right,
and it can't do that. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to help that, but there are going to be restrictions on it. Can't be like you can't have multiple trucks parked in the driveway. You can't have a nice residential home and a nice residential community area in the neighborhood, and all of a sudden you've got ladders and trucks and all that kind of stuff all over the place. So we recognize the issue, but we're trying to do it in a strategic way.
Is it going to harm some of the guys who like do landscaping and happen to have their landscaping trucks parked in front of the house or on their property? Or
no, it's just I think it does put limits on the article. Does put limits on how much is going to be out there? Without a doubt. So it doesn't turn into a parking lot and
right.
And
I can think
like
of
that.
Houses in my neighborhood that people have complained about for years because it's this guy does contracting and stores stuff in his yards and but it's.
Have we had any complaints about Sean?
The only complaint is that you turned around and said he's got moths in his wallet.
So that's right. 7:44 here on Saturday Morning Live. So is that pretty much it for town meetings? Sean, you have any other articles?
Nothing major. I'm sure we'll be talking about more as they review the rest of them.
We need to get a quorum, though. That's the big thing. I mean, that's always the issue with fall town meetings.
I think there's enough items on here that it's going to draw people out. Yeah. Even the yard sale one will draw a bunch of people out.
Is there something? I know there was an issue before the Board of Selectmen relative to the school department. Is that on this particular warrant?
That will bring parents.
I was
out.
Just right. thinking that also.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. There is. I mean, there is the technology piece.
Right.
We, as part of a combination of some of that free cash that's coming in, and then potentially of a grant that we're going to be hopeful to receive. Through the state, or maybe a 0% interest loan for 5 years through the state, or we borrow for a portion of it. But it's going to be a combination of making that investment. I think it's important that the kids keep up with other districts in the community, with other districts. And one thing that hit home to me, that I was talking to the superintendent, he explained to me that this one opportunity that he was able to put all his bandwidth into one building or something, or one classroom.
One classroom.
He actually was able to, the children in the room could actually talk to a scientist in the Antarctic.
Right.
On an issue that they were studying. I mean, can you imagine if the three of us were in school and we were looking?
But you had to redirect all the bandwidth of all the schools to that one classroom.
Correct.
Where I could do it from home without a problem.
Yeah. Good point. So, I mean, I get it. So
solid investment. No
question
about
it. It's a solid investment. And there would be a tremendous return on that investment.
Right.
With
the question is, if you do it as a loan, does that come out of the free cash appropriations, or does it come out of the school budget for the next 5 years?
Well, it's not going to come out of the school budget.
Or the capital budget. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, we won't know whether we get the grant or anything like that till the spring.
Right.
So, we're hoping for the grant, and then the option number two is a 0% loan. So then we'll look at what we're doing, what potential with free cash at that point, whether we're going to do some short-term borrowing, or we'll end up paying for it, all of it with this year's free cash, next year's free cash. We don't know, so has yet to be determined.
So your thought is still towards trying to use the free cash appropriate.
We like to pay cash,
but it's a one-time expense.
Right. At first, but then you're going to have to maintain and upkeep. Within 3 to 5 years, you're going to have to make sure you reinvest money back in there to make sure you stay up. But don't forget, it's a balancing act. It's a balancing act to make sure that you're providing the services to the community and saving the money so we can because historic, what you need to do, according to the Department of Revenue, is to get up between 7-10%, have that in free cash, less your debt. So right now, after we make these expenditures at town meeting, we will have hit 7% of our free cash.
We haven't done that for years. Mm. Yeah, so that's good.
Years.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe 15, 16 years, if at all. I mean, so we're at a good spot. We're at a good spot for this with this one-time stuff.
Now, is this IT guy you have at the town hall working with the school IT people?
Not yet, because he's really concentrating a lot around town hall. We've got a lot of technology issues with the police department and just throughout. Once that's established and we're able to do that, happy to,
I talked to him once this week on an issue, and he was right up on it technology-wise.
Nathan, fantastic. Looks like he knows what he's doing.
He sure does.
All right, 7:49 here on Saturday Morning Live. Now, there are some other non-town meeting things that we wanted to get to make people aware of in town.
Right, yeah, thank you very much. Jesse Force here had taken the initiative on this with the police chief in terms of the drug take back event that's been scheduled, and that drug take back event is going to be next Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Draycott Police Department for all pills to be dropped off. And I know that Jesse had worked on that last year, and he saw the very successful program, and he interim chief Ouellette came on, he wanted to initiate that with the chief also. And so that's going to happen next Saturday from 10 to 2 down at the Draycott Police Department. Any unwanted pills or medications, please drop them off, and we'll dispose of properly.
All right. And what else do we have? Anything else? Does that wrap it up?
Flu clinic is today, I believe.
Flu clinic?
Last night, 5:30, 8:30, I went down and got my shot. They gave me this really, really big needle, though. It was special for you. It was special for me.
Duraco gave it to
them.
Came
from the fire department. Yeah.
Listen, I'll let you go. I know you got to go. We got another segment coming up. But thanks for coming in. Good luck.
Thank you.
Sounds like there's a lot of good energy going around the operations of Draycott's town government.
Absolutely.
And,